Good morning, everybody. Welcome to EMP. Let us start our morning prayer with prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for good day that you have given to us. Thank you we can come in your house, hear your word, and then stay together for asking to you. We pray that Holy Spirit come upon us, lead us in understanding your word. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this morning I want to talk about food. Yeah. I know everybody loves food. Some love spicy food. Some love frying food. Some love healthy food. But I love free food. That means the food that I don't need to pay. Yeah. So today, food become big industry, especially when you go to the shop and then you can see Michelin star. Yeah. I usually from Cosmebe go back to Siongwan, I pass Wan Chai, and there is a shop selling goose, kam goose, chin ngo. And then every time I pass that way, 30 people getting in the line to buy that food. I have been one time, my friend paid for me, then I just, and then the taste is depend. If you're hungry, you can say yummy. If you're not hungry, then you say just so-so. So that's the reality, yeah. Hong Kong people, when meet a friend, what their conversation, I mean opening conversation, I think some of the opening conversations is talking about food. Oh yeah, have you tried this one? I just come back from Singapore and then I ask Caleb, hey Caleb, have you tried prawn noodle at Blanco? And I forget, he doesn't eat seafood and said, no, oh yeah, I forget. And I ask again, and then have you tried this coffee, YY coffee? Oh yeah, that's one I haven't tried. And I said, you should try that one. Okay, traditional kopitiam at Singapore. So food, yeah, is something make people interest when we start to make a discussion. Now, today, I want to read one verse that remind us that we really need this food. John 4:34. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. My food. Yeah, my food. Brothers and sisters, how we understand this verse. Let's see verse 31. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him and saying, Rabbi, eat. Yeah. So, we know that Jesus arrived at the sychar, and then the disciples go to find the food, and then now they come back, and then they said, Rabbi, eat this. And then Jesus didn't say, oh, thank you. Where did you buy? And then how much for this all the food? But Jesus said on verse 32, I have food to eat that you do not know about. If you are one of the disciples, what is in your mind after hearing this sentence? You ask me, find the food. Now I bring the food and you say, I have food. I have food. There are a few questions maybe arise in our head. Number one, maybe if you have food, next time don't ask me to go to buy the food. If you are a direct person. If you are indirect person, oh, maybe someone bring food for him. So now he said, I have food. Yeah, but no one there to answer. And they just talk each other, and then so the disciples were saying to one another, no one brought him any no one brought him anything to eat, did he? Yeah. And then before the disciple try to find the answer, and Jesus give another explanation. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and accomplish his work. Brother and sister, if you were part of this group and you just joined as disciple of Christ, can you understand this sentence? My food is to do the will of God. I don't think we can understand this sentence. We don't have any idea what he talked about. John Piper go more deeper, and John Piper said, oh yeah, because they don't get Holy Spirit, that's why they don't understand what Jesus said. Yeah. So I have two explanation. Number one, they don't know what Jesus said. Number two, they don't have Holy Spirit. They don't know the word. And the second one, they don't have the Spirit. Pastor Artie just come from U.S. to serve us. And then one of his famous teaching is the word and the Spirit. Sometimes we have Spirit, but we don't learn the word. Yeah, we don't get it. We learn the word and we don't get the Spirit. And for me, it is too dry. The word and the Spirit should be walked together so that we can understand what Jesus said about. So Jesus said, my food. Today, of course, brothers and sisters, I have the word. I learn it. And I also have the Spirit. That's why I share what I found it. But before I share, since we are sitting around, can you say something? How do you understand this verse? This is not a school examination. Yeah, this is just, oh yeah, what Jesus said, my food is to do his will. And then what is the connection of Jesus' food with the disciple? Okay, so Jason tried to connect the wilderness, Jesus' temptation, Matthew chapter 4, and then this one. Okay, yeah. Good point. Yeah. Other thoughts? I don't want to wait too long.
I think maybe he's busy doing ministry work.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's go back to the food. What is the purpose of food? When we eat, yeah. Why we eat? So we can live. If we don't eat, then we die. Yeah. Yeah. So the purpose of eating is bring life. The disciple bring food so that we all can survive one day by day. But Jesus have food so that when Jesus say, my food, that means he has something that he want to give it to the disciple so that the disciple can get life. Yeah, get life. How Jesus' food bring life? We see that my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. What is God's will? What is God's will? If we see John 3:16, yeah. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. This is God's will. No wonder Paul in 1 Timothy 2, verse 3 and 4 said, the will of God to see everybody get saved. Yeah. So what is God's will? God's will is to see everybody get saved. In order to save everybody, God need to do something. Yeah, God need to do something. His action is to send Jesus. To send Jesus. And remember, brothers and sisters, what is the main purpose of the work of Jesus when he come as a man? The main purpose is to die on the cross. No wonder in the gospel we can see, and the first announcement, Jesus said, the Son of Man must die, the second, the third, and the fourth. And I remember when Jesus on Gethsemane, what Jesus said, not my will, but your will. So, in order to accomplish his will, then Jesus must die on the cross. So, if you ask me what is the foot of cross, what is the foot of Jesus? The foot of Jesus is the cross. My foot is the cross. Now, how come the cross become our foot? That's simple. The cross become our foot because the cross bring eternal life for everybody who believe. So when Jesus said, my foot is to do his will, that means he must die on the cross, and then the result of the cross is bring life for everybody. You get the point? So, his foot is to bring life. That means if you eat this food, then you get life. No wonder on John chapter 6, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Now when we talk, I am the bread of life, then we can connect with what Jesus said. In the wilderness, God gave the food so that 40 years, the Israel can live. Now I have better one. Yeah, not only 40 years, but eternal life. That's why on John chapter 5, 24, if you believe, you are not go to the hell, but you already moved from death to the life. This is my food. Brothers and sisters, when we think someone give you this kind of food, what you say about? Few time, PSM and board brought us to have good food. I'm happy when Arti coming, because after doing ministry, then we go to have steak. Yeah, I hope every week Arti can come. Yeah, that's prime ribs. 300 gram is very big. Yeah, my wife didn't eat meat so much, but she loved that one. She loved that one. And when I say to Pisan, Pisan, thank you. Pisan, thank you. And Pisan said, you deserve it. Oh, no, Pisan, I'm not deserve it. Yeah. Pisan said that you deserve it. How about Jesus give us food? Do I deserve to get this food? No, brothers and sisters. We all sinner. Yeah. We all sinner, but He give us the food. For me, this food is cost unlimited fee. Yeah, why? Because Jesus prepared this food using His life. No wonder on the Last Supper, Jesus said, "This bread is my body." Yeah. In order to prepare this food, Jesus must die on the cross. You know why my wife loves me so much? Because 28 years we married. She no need to prepare food for me. I prepare food for her. 28 years. Even now today, I still prepare food for my granddaughter. Today I have a meeting with Kiwan, so I don't have time to go back to prepare. So I wake up early to prepare food. That's why they love me, brother and sister. Jesus give us the food that we do not deserve to get it. He gave it the food. It's not only expensive, but unlimited cost. Because He died on the cross. When I think this food, then I say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And second point, brothers and sisters, when we think this food, then I can say that this food is the main course of all the food. I grew up at Chinese family. I never have like Western style of meal. Western style of meal is appetizer, main course, and dessert. Yeah, my food as a Chinese guy is put all together on the bowl and then take chopstick and then eating without sitting. You can see at Xiongwan in the dry seafood shop, people eating, and then, and then finish the food so fast, something like that. But if you grew up at Western style, that, oh, this is appetizer. Oh, now I know what is appetizer. Appetizing is the opening. And then main course is the most important. And then the last one is dessert. Yeah, something kid like it. When I ask people how much for appetizing and dessert, appetizing and dessert is free. You only pay the main cost. Then I said, give me appetizing and dessert. So I don't want to eat main cost. No, you cannot do that. You need to pay for the main cost. Then you get appetizing and dessert. So, brother and sister, yeah, Jesus' food is the main cause. Yeah, you have other food. You ate it, and then when you old, you died. But when you have Jesus' food, the Bible told us, you get eternal life. The third point, what usually you do after you have your food? Some people after have food brush the teeth. Some people after have food go to scale. Oh my goodness, 1 pound more. Yeah, some have food and then go to the gym. Yeah, some have food. This one, the lazy one, go to sleep. But the good one is when you have food, then you get new energy, brothers and sisters. And then you need to start to work. Yeah, you need to start to work. That's why at SP we have lunch time. And then after lunch time, we don't have nap time. Yeah, we have working time. Working time 4 hours after lunch time. That means you need to work. If I have children, after have food and then go to sleep, I'm not too happy. Unless they are baby. Yeah. their baby like Emma. Emma after have lunch, and then we play for a few minutes and then go to sleep. But if Samuel, 17 years old, 20 years old, after have lunch and then go to sleep, then I said, no way. You need to work. You need to do something, brothers and sisters. How many of us, after get spiritual fruit from God, have power to do, to work, to serve Him? Because on the rest of this chapter, Jesus said, now is the harvest season. God wants us to join in the harvest. Yeah. Today, too many church members, their body, spiritual body, is not healthy body. Why? They hear a lot, but they do not do anything. They are so smart in this thing with which pastor preaching better, which pastor preaching not too good, which pastor preaching boring. They know this one from Calvinist, this one from free will. They know, brothers and sisters, but they do not do anything. This guy, yeah, big head, small feet. Yeah, you know, big head, small feet. The other one is small head, but big tummy. Not too good, brothers and sisters. If you think that you want to achieve a shaped body, yeah, I think you need to think also, how is your spiritual body look like? We need a mirror to see how is our spiritual body look like. So, brothers and sisters, let's think. We already have food. Yeah. Do we live to do His will? Or even now, we almost halfway on our life. We all almost halfway. Not for you. You are one third way. Yeah. We all more than 40. Yeah. 40 is halfway. If God gives us 80, that means we already half. In our halfway, we only can do 20 years. That means another half. What the rest of another half? We cannot do too much. Yeah. If the day we already go to Friday, two more days, we come to the Lord. Let's wake up. Yeah. Let's do His will. A lot of things that we can do, brothers and sisters. The more we say, I love you, God, then the more thing that we can do for Him. So, yeah, this is spiritual food. May God bless us. Amen. Why P. Ernie lead us worship? Let us give thanks to God who already give us spiritual food, which is His life, dead on the cross. Think about salvation. We are not deserve to get it, but He gives it to us. We also need to think, after we ate, what we have done for Him. Our time is so limited. Let's work the harvest time. Today is the harvest time. Yes. Let's join to bring this food for other people. Join to make clean the house of God. Join to take ministry, for this is the will of God for us. Yeah. Let's worship Him.
Jesus, Jesus. us, holy and anointed one, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Exalted One, Jesus, Your name is like honey on my lips, Your spirit like water to my soul, Your word is a lamp unto my feet, Jesus, I love you, I love you, Your name is like honey on my lips, Your spirit like water to my soul, Your word is a lamp to my feet, Jesus, I love you, I love you, Jesus,
Brother and sister, I believe that we all have ate Jesus' food that brings salvation for us. That's why we use few seconds to think about what is the result of salvation in our life. First of all, salvation brings peace, joy in our lives for sure. But don't forget, salvation must drive our life to worship Him. When we talk about worship Him, Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, he said that offer your life. How we offer our life, you need to transform your life. Yeah, from you to thee. Yeah. From I to him. Yeah. It's not easy. Sometimes we still say, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. How come I give it to you, God? Yeah. How come I reduce my family time? How come I reduce my football time? How come I reduce my hiking time? So, brothers and sisters, this is our spiritual struggling. But if you love Him, you're willing to give everything to Him. So, let's see Him who died on the cross. By seeing this, I believe our love to Him getting bigger and bigger. Samaritan woman, after drink water from Jesus, yeah, suddenly he shared Jesus for other people. If you see other miracle in the Bible, once they get miracle salvation from God, they want to follow Jesus, follow the disciple. They even want to work together for God. What you have done in the house of the Lord at SP today. Father, thank you for giving us spiritual food, which is bring us to get eternal life. This food is so expensive because in order to give this food, you sent Jesus Christ died on the cross. Thank you for the grace that you have given to us. Father, today we come to you. We acknowledge that sometime we don't give good feedback after get eternal life. We don't use our life to worship you. We don't use our life to serve you. We don't use our life to share you to other people. It is the time for us to recommit, to repent, and then to say thank you to you. Thank you, Father, for the word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.